This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mention, brother. I got the answers. I got God. I got what I'm after. I got what I'm after long before I died. When I didn't find it in some fake church, you found the devil there. I found it in opening myself up to God and the universe and studying history and challenging evil brings you closer to the Creator. Gerald Celente is taking over from Kingston, New York. Coming up in T-minus 5 minutes. And I did a decent job today. I covered about 80% of the news I wanted to get to, but there's a lot I haven't gotten to. So what I'm going to do is hit some of that now, and then I am going to be back in a special report we're going to file tonight because this is really a big deal. Globally, they're cutting off the resources. That's the great reset to artificially collapse society. One big way is devaluing currencies. Another big way has been the global lockdowns that have just decimated the third world. Now there is spike proteins being released by the vaccinated, causing real illnesses. And so 90% of fuel pumps run dry in major British cities after panic buying. There were already shortages last week. Well, it's not the panic buying like mainstream news is saying. When you read deeper, it's because the fuel companies are refusing to pay what the crude oil the refining actually costs. Same thing in China. Power outages hit China, threatening the economy and Christmas. New York Times. So much inflation is happening that they're unable to make deals quick enough to up the price, and so it's breaking down supply chains. If you read deeper in the New York Times, they actually admit, as electricity demand has risen, it is also pushed up the price of coal to generate that electricity. Well, at least they're allowed to have coal. We're not. They've shut our plants down. But Chinese regulators have not let utilities raise rates enough to cover the rising coal costs. So the utilities have been slow to operate their power plants for more hours. And so we can't get all our little slave goods and plastic goods that break before they're out of the box from communist China. Meanwhile, Costco limits purchases of toilet paper, towels, and bottled water amid inflation supply chain issues. Yeah, it's supply chain and it's inflation. Breitbart gets it right. Over the weekend, it's like people are panic buying. That's why there's not enough TV dinners and enough of this and that. No, I am in the business of selling a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're quality that let us fund ourselves because we don't have George Soros funding. We're funded by you. And everything's been breaking down for over a year and a half, and now it's getting worse and worse. And now there's real stuff going around getting people sick. And when one person gets sick, they shut whole factories down. This is how you sabotage and have a great reset. Just like the low-level leftists blow up pipelines, the high-level globalists turn them off, the big banks just simply pass regulations and carbon taxes where you can't even extract or use it. And then they sit back as society implodes and go, well, we better depopulate. Okay, let's start with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. I'm not going to kill them, but your guys are in New Yorker magazine how you're going to firebomb and blow up refineries and blow up all this stuff. And I'm just saying, we're going to identify who's behind it, and you're not going to get away with it. Yep, now they're going to call the army out to the gas pumps. And now, oh, New York doesn't have enough doctors and nurses because half of them quit, so we'll put the military in there. How's the military going to take care of when you have a heart attack? This is destabilizing the economy of the world to collapse it so the big mega banks can come in and buy it all over pennies of the dollar. Instead of going to jail at J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs like Bernie Madoff, they've done crimes thousands of times bigger conservatively so they get to run the world and give us a great reset. And the left wants free universal income, so they sit there and toady around and grovel to it. All right, I'm out of time. Today is the last day to get Ultra 12, B12 at 50% off and Winter Sun at 50% off. Both of them are essential for your immune system. Both of them are great products, and they fund our operations. So please get them today. I thank you all for your support. We also have Knockout, the natural sleep aid. It's 50% off. That's sell in today. And the T-shirts and other apparel at cost. All ends today. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Gerald Celente of the Trends Journal and Trends Research Institute takes over in 60 seconds, so tell folks tune in. We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, Vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality Vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Thank you, Alex, and thank you for all you're doing and the staff at InfoWars. And as I say over and over again, you better put your money where your heart is, because what's going on now is unprecedented in recorded history. And if we don't do something to change this, it's hell on earth is where we're living. So do what you can to support InfoWars. They have great products. I'm going to follow up on a couple of things Alex is talking about. He was talking about in how they're having trouble now staffing hospitals. This is from the toilet paper record today, the New York Times. They got this arrogant line, by the way, in the front. All the news that's fit to print. You mean all the crap that spews out of your BS mouth that you want to shove down our throats. All the news that's fit to print. Who the hell are you to say what's fit to print, you little prostitute slimers? But here's the article. As vaccine-wary staff prepare to lose jobs, New York hospitals brace for strain. How come you're the little low-life boys and girls that have been pumping the crap out that the people that don't want to get vaxxed are right-wing Trump supporters? Right? Conspiracy theory believers. Do you know why these people don't want to get vaccinated? Which the slimers will never say. Because they've seen the dangers of what the vaccinations have done to people. And they don't want to take the jab. But nobody talks about that. They've seen it firsthand. They live with it. But yet you got these little gutless clowns spewing the crap out of their mouth like Chris Rock and all the other junior little comedians blowing out their crap about why you should get vaccinated as BS Two Shots Rock got the virus again and still telling people to get it. This is why they won't get it. They've seen it. And again, Operation Warp Speed. You got to be warped to believe that a warp speed is a tested vax. And again, it ain't chicken pox. They're on InfoWars. They had about the whole DNA, what they're doing now to change the DNA. India leading the charge. It's a gene therapy shot, first ever injected into humans. And you're a conspiracy theorist and a moron for not getting it. And again, you saw that stupid story they had about The View. About how, they had to change everything because the view of disarray before vice president. Anna Navarro described chaos on the set of The View after she was rushed off stage just minutes before Vice President Kamala Harris was set to appear. All of a sudden, it turned into an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. You see, it's a comedy show. Navarro told Anderson Cooper, Anderson Cooper, the little daddy's girl born on third base and thought he had a home run. Another arrogant piece of garbage scum. Yeah, look at those two getting up. You think losing a couple of 100 pounds might help? You think maybe getting in good shape might help? You didn't run out. You can't run. Maybe you rolled off stage. Oh, don't be disrespectful. I don't want to pay for your bad health. Read the data in the Milken Institute. Yeah, there he is, a little daddy's girl, a little clown of a nothing. I remember when he read the Arab Spring, when he ran out of Egypt. When somebody hit me, somebody hit me. Yeah, they shove it up you, they hit you. If mommy wasn't Gloria Vanderbilt, you arrogant piece of garbage, you wouldn't be anywhere other than shoveling the crap that comes out of your mouth. Gloria Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt, you got it? Well, maybe that's for you, yeah. Well, this is better yet. Anyway, despite being vaccinated up the wazoo, as Joyce Behar put it, Navarro and fellow host Sonny Huston rejected from the show on live television. Just minutes before Harris interview. This is the clown show. The presidential reality. What view? A view of stupid garbage. Your little tiny view of the world. Oh. False positives, huh? Oh, you mean the fake PCR tests that they keep using over and over again? Those? That they keep saying cases are rising? Who would believe this thing? There's blimped out people. Look at this thing. The one of the dots over there. Why don't you lose some weight? Maybe you won't get so sick. Stop shoveling crap down your mouth. Oh, and it's not the poor people that are blowing up. It's America. You look at the Trends Journal, not this week, but last week's. I went into Cape May, into Jersey. You go over the bridge and there's a thing that says whale watching. You take a boat. You don't have to take a boat to watch the whales. You're walking up and down the boardwalk. They're all over the street. What do people look like? Whale City. 42% of Americans are obese. 78% of the people, 78% of the people, according to the CDC, that were hospitalized are either obese or overweight. False positives. Stupid news. Selling fear and hysteria. Now, follow up on what Alex was saying before about oil. You're looking at Brent crude now hitting almost $80 a barrel. All right? Inflation? Remember that clown Powell? Yeah, the guy, the Fed chair. What Fed? That's the other thing Alex was talking about. The banksters get off with a free ride. They get a slap on the wrist. Nothing happens to them. Yeah, Powell said it was only going to be temporary. Temporary. What temporary? It ain't temporary. It's going on. Yeah, just came out. Wells Fargo pays $37 million to resolve Justice Department claims it defrauded currency customers. a lousy $37 million for screwing up the lives of how many millions of people? This Wells Fargo, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, it's a gang. Remember, Jesus Christ drives the money changers out of the temple. Poof! 3 days later, he's on the cross. That's right. That's right. The bank allegedly overcharged 771 businesses on foreign exchange transactions from 2010 to 2017. This is only the beginning of what they've done. They've done so many other things. And we're going to get into some more of them. And one of them is Robert Kaplan was trading like a hedge fund kingpin for 5 years while president of the Dallas Fed. A dozen legal safeguards failed to stop him. Right, that's from who I very much respect, Pam Martins and Russ Martins of Wall Street on Parade. Just came out, and we'll be back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
It's great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as I said, do what you can to support InfoWars. You just heard the great products that they have. Alex was just talking about, you know, Winter Sun and on, and you know, one great product after another. I want to keep going on with what's going on with the Fed's banksters, murderous banksters. You know, they're too big to fail. Remember that? They're too big to fail after screwing people out of their life savings. Yeah. And we had to bail them out. Too big to fail. All we are plantation workers on Slavelandia. They're too big to fail. They're better than us. They get hit with a fine. They're slapped on the wrist. Like J.P. Morgan Chase rigging the precious metals markets. A fact. Committed a fraud at least four times. How come Jamie Dimon isn't in jail? But boy, do those cops get rough on other people like they do down there in Australia. Now you saw the videos of the cop, this guy standing there, the guy coming up from behind him and bashing him down to the ground, splitting his head open, firing rubber bullets at the people who are protesting against being locked down. How dare you protest? But yeah, you guys suck up. You salute the Jamie Dimons. Yeah, there's a salute for you. Yeah. Rig the precious metals market right in front of your eyes. The whole game is rigged. Going back to Pam and Russ Martin's article today. Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan, arrogant bankster, bandit, slimeball, wasn't just trading like an aggressive hedge fund kingpin in 2020. No. In 2020, as the scum locked us all down, he's been doing it for some time, for 5 years at the Dallas Fed, while simultaneously having access to non-public market-moving information from the Federal Reserve's interest rate setting, FOMC meetings, and other confidential communications. Yep, he goes on, looking at his financial issues, trading in and out of S&P futures, a highly speculative form of trading used by hedge funds and day traders. Each of Kaplan's S&P 500 transactions, you ready, are listed at over $1 million. So the phrase means 1 million, it could mean tens of millions, which it probably was. But you don't get the real truth because they're the banksters. They're the murderers. Did it to Christ. They're doing it to us. This guy should be in jail. Along with the other little clown, arrogant boy over there. This is from CNBC today. Boston Federal Reserve President Eric Rosengren announced today, he is stepping down from his position on Thursday, retiring 9 months earlier than he had planned. In his announcement,
which came weeks after an uproar over his trading in individual stocks in 2020, Rosengren revealed that he has a kidney transplant. He's on a list since June 2020. So that's the reason he's giving his quitting. But here's the quote from CNBC. The Fed has come under criticism in recent weeks following revelations that several of its officials, now that's a curse word, calling these little scumbags officials, how about official pieces of crap? How about official lying little boys? How about official members of the club that screw us and steal our money as the Federal Reserve dumped $29 trillion? $29 trillion. $29 trillion into the bankster system between 2007 and 2010, according to the Levy Institute at Bard College. Several of its officials had, the Federal Reserve has come under criticism in recent weeks following revelations that several of its officials had owned and been trading individual stocks, a potential conflict with the Fed's role in the financial markets. How's that for crap language? A potential conflict. You get it? As George Collins said, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And going back to that little clown boy, little freaky little arrogant boy, Powell, that slime ball crap coming out of his mouth since last February. Oh, inflation is temporary. Inflation is temporary. February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, going into October. Temporary? Oh, no. Now, look at it. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. Look at who's telling us what to do. Look at who's telling us what to do. A little cojoneless, arrogant boy. Member of the club. Member of the Banks the Bandit Club. Now they're saying it's transitory. Get this in your head, everybody. Median household income in the United States declined at its highest rate since they've been doing the numbers in 2020 as the bankster criminals, the bankster slime balls, like Kaplan and Rosengren, keep making millions and enriching the bigs. Yep. You look at the data. Write about it in the Trends Journal. Been coming out all the time. Bigs keep getting bigger. We have a whole special column. This is from today's Wall Street Journal. You see, that's how I underline the salient points of the story. So I know what I'm talking about. You think I want to read this crap every day or tons of it? Tons of it. Yeah. Every day. Anyway. And that's why the Trends Journal is not a magazine like it. Nothing touches it. Corporate buyout lending soars. The buyout boom fueled by easy money and a looming increase in capital gains tax, blah, blah, blah. Now, companies have issued $119.8 billion in leverage loans this year through September to finance corporate buyouts by private equity firms. You got it? The money printing like they showed you? The cheap money for the bigs? Look what the banks, the criminals get. They borrow money at 0.35%. And what do they charge us for interest rates? Only about, what, 27%? I'll charge you whatever you want. Yeah, thanks to that low-life peanut farmer, Billy Carter. He's the one that started the whole deregulation. We're going to be right back.
I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. Always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America and the entire world is going down the tubes because of the UN Global's directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products and 50% off for a limited time only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken under the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken under the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. As I said, you know, we're in the fight for our lives. You know, I was a speaker at Ron Paul's War on Us event in D.C. Back in the beginning of the month. And RFK Jr., Robbie Kennedy Jr., was one of the speakers. I preceded him, actually. And as he's walking off stage, we're talking about the loss of our freedom, he said, I will fight to my death with my boots on. Very emotional. And that's what we're in. We're in the fight for our lives. That they're destroying us like this and robbing our freedom. Could you imagine forcing us to get vaccinated? That God now is science. God isn't nature anymore. Natural healing is not permitted. So I say this because there are very few of us out there that are fighting for this freedom. And it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, says Samuel Adams. And InfoWars is that part of that irate, tireless minority, as am I. So you need to do what you can to support InfoWars. And one of the ways to support them and get a great product in the meantime is this wonderful movie that they just did, and it's called COVIDland. Yep. And it's the first InfoWars original documentary production in 9 years. And I was on a number of the other ones. And they teamed up with Paul Wittenberger from Framing the World Productions to produce a 5-part documentary series called COVIDland. And episode 1 is called The Lockdown. And it chronicles the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic and shows how big tech, mainstream media, and governments deceive the world into accepting lockdowns using fraudulent cases, inflated data, and, fake news. And there he is. There's a fake news freak himself. And then you can pre-order COVIDland, The Lockdown, on high-quality DVD at InfoWarsStores.com or COVIDland.com. And it's only $19.95. And each order comes with a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And now the elites, as you well know, they're gearing up for lockdown too. You wait till the winter comes. And one way to stop them is by getting a physical copy of this DVD. It has a 0 country code, so it will play anywhere, and you can make your own copies. For educational purpose, share it with your local election officials, friends, neighbors, and other people that could think for themselves. So we must stop lockdown too. So in order to do that and help do that, get this DVD and get it out to everyone you know, because we're in the time of our lives here. And because the filmmaking team really wants you to get this DVD and share it, if you order a second copy of COVIDland, it only costs you $10 extra, and you get a second copy of Endgame for free. And they can't censor physical DVDs, and people are ready to awaken and to take action. We're seeing it. So it's $19.95 for one copy of COVIDland DVD and a free Endgame DVD. $29.95, you get 2 copies of COVIDland plus 2 free Endgame 2 DVDs. So go to COVIDland.com and let's help stop lockdown number 2, because it's coming. When the winter comes, they're going to start blowing this thing up again and stealing more of our freedom from us. And as I said before, you know, the rich have taken over everything. So we have to support each other and doing what we can to stop this. And I'm not making it up. I'm reading the facts over here. We put them in the Trends Journal every week. The big's getting bigger. Here, America's richest 400 families pay a lower tax rate than the average taxpayer. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is from CNBC. As I had forecast in the very beginning of this, when this thing is going to go out, you're going to see homeless and crime rate rise, spikes like we've never seen before. This is from Sunday's New York Post. Zombieland. The garment district has turned into a lawless shooting gallery of smack addicts getting high in broad daylight. All right? It's all over the place. Yeah, Big Pharma, Help turn them into them, too. Plus all the lockdowns that put people out of work. So, two things. Number one, if the COVID was so deadly, how come it's not killing all the homeless people and all these drug addicts and killing 78% of the people, according to the CDC, that are hospitalized, are obese and overweight? And 94% have 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities. How come they're not saying that? And number two, as for the homeless, I have a solution. The Salenti solution for the homeless. It is moronic and stupid to house these people in hotels and single occupancy housing centers. Look at this. It's all over the country. More and more. It's never like this. Get them out. Get them out. Get them out. And give them a life. By putting them in a room or letting them sleep outside is not going to help them. Up here where I am in Kingston, we're at the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. It used to be called the Borscht Belt. It's where the great comedians and bands used to play back in the day when this whole area was thriving with the big hotels out there, Grossages, and, you know, one after another, Brown. And now these places are empty. All it was cottage, empty. I just drove around yesterday at the top down of the car. It was a beautiful day. I wanted to get the last in there. I was driving around. And I thought to myself, why not build home towns? Not homeless towns, hometowns. Instead of wasting tens of billions of dollars putting these poor people in one room in the winter, staying in a room, build a hometown. Not a homeless town, a hometown for the homeless. And now you can give them things to do. In the winter, they could garden, they could do crafts, they could do arts, they could be busy, they could be working. Like a boys' town, like they used to do. To me, that's the easy solution. Because this thing's going to keep going down bigger and harder. With all these vax passports they've imposed, people aren't going, I can't go to the Center Garage to listen to jazz. I can't go to the Basil Theater in Woodstock to listen to jazz. I can't go to the Falcon to listen to jazz, places I used to go to. Because I don't have a vaccine passport. And I'm not alone. So the homeless situation is going to get much worse. Because businesses are going to get much worse. People are going to be out of work much worse. So that's my solution. Hometowns for the homeless. This is moronic what they're doing. We got stupid little freaks, little scum, that are politicians making these rules up, just like they made the COVID war start. All the other wars, they don't know what they're doing. They're morons and imbeciles. Yeah, there's the imbecile delight right over there. An arrogant little Warren Wilhelm Jr. You Nazi little freak. Nazi boy! Warren Wilhelm eating crap and spewing it out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show, and thank you for tuning in. You know, I was mentioning what little stupid, low-life, pieces of garbage, scum crap politicians and, quote, officials and authorities. Authorities, officials, that's profanity. They're not authority. And dignitaries. Those are dirty words. They're better than us. To show you the stupidity, ignorance, arrogance. Again, these are the same imbeciles as when I was a kid. They had me in my generation hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. Like that was going to make a difference. Scaring the hell out of us. Just like they scare the hell out of us now. Look at this promo by the Oregon Health Commission. Yep. Look at it. COVID-19. Now you get vaccinated. Everything's going to go back to normal. And you look at this thing. Look at the cartoon. Look at the cartoon. This is who they're talking to. And that's the minds of the people. The health, Oregon Health Authority. Authority, if you're both vaccinated and taking COVID-19 precautions, intimacy, is likely to be safe. Yeah, how about if you get it up your knee? Oh, you stupid jerk. Look at this. Look at this stupid crap. Look at this moronic junk. American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on TV, said Richard Nixon. That's how dumb the people are. And he knew it. Again, going back to The View. What View? A View of garbage. A View of arrogant, arrogant, arrogant people. You can only think like me. If you don't think like me, you have no right to think at all. We know every... No, no, crap. I put out a magazine. I'll go against anybody in the world. Anybody in the world on data. Whether it's war or the COVID war. The economy, education, on and on. I'll go against anybody. Show me your books, your Trends 2000. Yeah, show me your natural healing, honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences that I have. Show me your trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. View, screw you. And look at my magazine last week, 142 pages. The week before, 162 pages. Facts, as you're spewing out crap. More crap, more crap. Here it is. The New Daily. This is out of Australia today. Life will return to almost completely normal in New South Wales for the COVID-19 vaccinated. However, the unvaccinated will be shut out while the fully jabbed will be busy living near normal lives. Could you imagine? This is, Hitler would have been proud of you. No, no, maybe Stalin is your kind of cat. New South Wales reported 787 cases. Cases mean nothing. They have 336 deaths in 18 months out of 8.2 million people. All right. What's that per month? It's nothing. The three-stage plan builds on the freedoms, catch this word, freedoms, to be restored for the fully vaccinated residents. Unvaccinated North South Wales residents, which are not in lockdown now, may find life becomes more restricted after that pivotal date. There will be individuals, is a quote, in regional and rural New South Wales who choose not to be vaccinated, who will lose their freedoms on October 11th. Deputy Premier John Bolaro, John of bullcrap, said on Monday today. And you got that other one that Gladys been jerking off over there. Today is a very disappointing day for those who aren't vaccinated. I think they assumed once we hit 80% double dose, they would have certain freedoms. Look at this. How could you be so damn stupid to listen to this? Gladys been jerking off. How could you be so dumb? Where are the people? Oh, the people can't come out because the commie COVID cops over there in Australia, they'll beat the hell out of them. Like they did to that guy standing up, this guy coming in from the back and throwing him down on the ground and splitting his head open, shooting rubber bullets at people peacefully protesting. And then you got that other clown over there in look at this video. This guy's just standing there. Look at this clown. This arrogant. Look at this. Oh. And look at how they jump on top of him. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that arrogant guy. Look at them. Nazis. 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 Commies. Look what's happening to our world. And look how they all gang up. Look how they gang up. You take these guys on one by one. Look at them. Girl. Look what he's doing. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. If we don't fight for our freedom, we are finished. We are finished, police commander. Police crap! You little low, look at these little freaks. Look at them. You better look at them. Look how they're dressed. Look what they did. Peaceful protesters. In a country near you. Yep. If we don't unite, we're finished. You better support InfoWars. Subscribe to the Trends Journal if you want to know what's going on, what's next, and what to do. As bad as we see things, we tell you even the bad, we tell you what the good or the bad is, and you know, if you're going to invest or whatever you want to do. If we don't unite, we're finished. Danny Andrews. Look at the clown over there, the other guy over there in Victoria. Another little jerk of nothing. A little clown. Little Danny Andrews. Look at this guy. How could you listen to this little nothing? Cojoneless little boy. Anyway, that's where we're at. Made it as clear as can be. Yep, here we go. With 97 and 90%, he will allow. Yeah, he will allow. He will allow the country. A little boy has been sucking off the public tit his whole life and never worked a day in his life. Look at the people running and ruining our lives. How low can it go? Much lower if we don't stop them. It's time to unite for freedom, peace, and justice. United we stand, divided we fall. You can't make this stuff up. Look at him. Look at him. Yep. Never worked a day in his life. Look what they have. All we are plantation workers on Slavelandia. The trillionaires got $8 trillion richer. The bigs are buying up everything. When I was a young boy, there were hardware stores, grocery stores, drug stores, stationery stores. And now there are stationery chains, hardware chains, grocery chains, drug chains. And we've been chained by the bigs. They are in control. Look at this little jerk off over there. Yep. So thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Do everything you can to support InfoWars. They're fighting for the truth as we are. And again, you just saw it. No vax, no freedom. Thanks for tuning in.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.